Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Foreigner. Time to give away Foreigner tickets.
Be caller 5 at 221-4WGR to win a pair of tickets to see Foreigner, the farewell tour with special guest Loverboy on Friday, July 28th, 2023 at Darien Lake Amphitheater, courtesy of Live Nation. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. See, Cal Peterson's on waivers today?
Yes.
For the LA Kings?
He just signed a big extension, too.
He did. So, I don't know, our Sabre fans on Twitter right now like, hey, maybe pull that back in. He had a good year 2 years ago. 9-11 save percentage for LA. 35 games played. Quality start percentage, 500. Right down the middle. This year's been bad. Really bad. Last year was bad. And the contract on Cal Peterson is $4 million. Oh, no, excuse me. Cap hit of $5 million per year for two more years after this season.
Yeah, nobody's claiming him off waivers unless you do them a favor.
Right, you're taking an asset to do that.
Yep. So probably not.
All right.
Hey, have you ever, you know, we do the New York Times playoff machine from time to time, play around with the Bills. I've got some Chiefs New York Times playoff machine stuff to do for you here.
Okay.
So they play the Bengals this week. You've pointed out it's very important as we gear up for Bills Patriots tonight. The tonight is important. Chiefs-Bengals is important. Dolphins-49ers is important. The Bills could be in the one spot by Sunday night.
Right.
And that would be great. The Chiefs, if they win in Cincinnati, right now the Chiefs are a 56%, according to New York Times playoff machine, they are 56% to get the one seed.
Okay.
If they beat the Bengals, that goes to 71%.
Okay.
Their next opponent, do you know who it is?
Is it Denver?
The Broncos. If they win that game, they go to 80% for the one seed. Do you know who their next opponent is?
The Raiders.
Pick the worst possible opponent you want them to play.
The Texans.
They play the Texans.
It's going to be minus 20.
If they beat the Texans, they are 86% for the one seed. They would still have games remaining against the Seahawks, Broncos, and Raiders.
You would need them to lose one of those games, and you would have to run the table.
Yep.
If you're the Bills.
Let's put it this way. If they run the table and only lose to Cincinnati, their odds for the one seed are 92%.
If they have one more loss and it's Cincinnati.
If the only loss they have left is Cincinnati, they're still 92% for the one seed.
So basically, for this to be realistic, they need to lose two games.
They need to lose twice. And the Bengals does the Bengals have to be one of them?
It's probably tough to get to two if you don't, right? Like, you can get to they'll lose another one just because that's a lot of games and there are some decent units in there, like Denver's defense and Seattle's offense. The Vegas offense. Like, you could get to, they drop one of the others if they also drop the Bengals game.
Well, I think we should be talking about the one seed less and be talking about the two seed. I mean, it's kind of like forgotten about.
Right.
The Bills haven't been the two seed yet. They've been to the AFC Championship against Kansas City. They were not the two seed. They were a wild card that year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They won the division. They were, the three, weren't they?
Yeah, you're right. The year they beat Baltimore and Indy here. Yes, that's right. They won the division. I'm thinking about the wild card year they go to Houston.
Okay, yeah.
But they've lost in Kansas City twice.
Yeah.
You know, like, neither time. Oh, why am I doing this
No,
wrong?
You know what? They are the two seed when they win the division that first year. Because they play Baltimore at home in the second game.
That's right.
So they were the two seed 2 years ago. That would have been the first year where the two seed didn't get a first round bye.
That's right.
So, and this year, I mean, how worried are we about Baltimore or Tennessee finishing with a better record than the Bills if the Bills are good enough to top Miami? And Miami, I mean, this could be they fall apart, right? Like, they have three tough games here after a very soft middle portion of their schedule. And if the Dolphins lose their next three games, which is possible, then they're suddenly 8-6. And we're talking about, yeah, the Bills could win the division with five losses.
I think that the path probably involves, like you said, it could be if the Bills win and the Chiefs lose, they are right back on track for that one seed.
Right. They'll be in the driver's seat.
Yep. With a tougher schedule than Kansas City has.
What are their odds? You have that in front of you still? What are their odds if the Bengals beat the Chiefs and the Bills win tonight?
Whose odds?
The Bills' odds for the one seed. Like, would they be the favorites?
Okay, Bills.
They would have to be, wouldn't they?
Bills' odds for the one seed. If they win,
yeah,
and you also want the
Kansas City to lose.
And the Dolphins too, or no?
I don't know if I need Miami.
Okay.
Would the Bills be the favorite if you just give me the Chiefs lose and the Bills win?
Bills win, Bengals win. The Bills' one seed are at 45%.
Okay.
Which might be the favorite.
Oh, right, right. That could still be the favorite.
Kansas City and Cincinnati would come in right there as well.
Because Miami would also be in that.
But yesterday I saw a bracket. I was going to ask you this. What is, you're not a Bills fan, you're not a Chiefs fan, you are an executive producer of the NFL, okay?
Okay.
I want you to give me, for television and entertainment purposes, the best AFC Final Four. Like, the matchups are...
Uh-huh. The matchups are...
You are scheduling the divisional round? Not the wild card round. You get to schedule the divisional round. Tell me the four teams and the matchups.
I think my matchups are... Do I want teams I haven't seen play but each other again? Either way, I think I want Chiefs, Dolphins, and Bills, Bengals. I think those will be my two matchups.
Chiefs, Dolphins, Bills, Bengals.
Yeah.
Well, at the playoff projections on Yahoo Sports yesterday, they put together a bracket. The Bills were the two. The Chiefs were the one.
Uh-huh.
Dolphins and Titans were 4-5. Bottom line, what I'm trying to get to is the Dolphins go to Tennessee. I pick them to win.
Yeah.
And that would set up Chiefs, Dolphins, and Bills, probably Bengals.
Or
nope,
Ravens.
Wait a minute. Sorry. If the Bengals win, the Bengals go to Kansas City and the Dolphins come here.
And the Bills would host the Dolphins.
Yeah.
I mean, that's still, that's where you get a little rivalry, right? Like, that would be a fourth matchup between Cincinnati and Kansas City in 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be the Bills and the Dolphins in division, both teams really good.
But I'm with you. I think Dolphins, Chiefs, and Bills, Bengals, if I could draw it up, not as a Bills fan.
Yeah.
I think that those two games are sexier.
Yeah.
Are better.
We'll see if the Dolphins hold up through this tough stretch of games. If they hold up and they, like, there's no more ifs. Like, don't care about the schedule anymore. We just beat the Niners and we beat the Chargers and maybe the Bills. That'll be the matchup I want to see more than anything, non-Bills related.
It's like, Chiefs-Dolphins.
I will want to see Chiefs-Dolphins. Now, ideally, before the Bills would play either. So, you know, Miami wins their next two. Bills beat them. They manage to win the division. Dolphins are going on the road. The setup you just had. They beat the Titans on the road, and now you're going to play the Chiefs in the second round. I am so in for that game. It will take place at a different time. The Bills will, obviously, if they're still going that far. And just that matchup, which is not on the regular season schedule, if the Dolphins are for real, that's maybe the most exciting matchup in football right now. Even over Bills-Chiefs.
It's getting close.
I'm couching it still with, I don't know if you are, I am still couching, though, that with, if the Dolphins are for real. And if this is the Dolphins in January. And that's not even me saying, like, cold weather.
Nope.
You know, and like, oh, it might be snowy then, and how are they going to look in the snow? But That's me saying I need to see them do this against San Francisco and do this against the Bills again and the Chargers here the next three games.
Well, why can't they take it on the road in December?
Well, the thought would be what? That their downfield passing game will go away a little bit. Tua's arm, that would be the point, right? The first thing you would hear is Tua's arm strength.
You would hear that. Kansas City doesn't throw the ball deep down the field. You don't hear that about them. But it's not, you know, Mahomes, now that he lacks the strength.
Right.
Is it because they can't run the ball? Miami is near the bottom of the league. So is Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Yards per carry, Cincinnati, 3.9. Miami, 4.0.
That's it, isn't it? Like, there are old-timey football narratives revolving around in my head right now about you want to run the ball and play defense when the weather turns. Which, more times than not, isn't even right. But, I mean, it's going through my head right now about the Dolphins. They've been running the ball better, though, as of late, I think I saw. That they're... their EPA per run rush attempt or something was like one of the worst in football the first half of the season. In like the last four or five weeks, they're more like middle of the pack or even like slightly above average.
Extendo Sports on the way. Extra Point show to follow. It's game day. We'll, of course, have you covered right at the kickoff. Bills and Patriots, 8:15. It's the Amazon Prime game, also locally Channel 7. And, of course, here on WGR with the call.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.